The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
Well, that fanfare says it's time to go to the movies with Matt Olean, and this week it's Gloria Bell.
Yeah, Julianne Moore, who's a wonderful actress, Oscar winner. This is a remake by director Sebastian Lelio from Chile, and it's a remake of his film called Gloria, which came out in 2013. Now, most recently, he's known for the film A Fantastic Woman, which won the Foreign Language Oscar a year ago, which is a wonderful picture. So this is a remake. Original was set in Santiago, Chile. Now we're set in modern-day Los Angeles. She is a divorcee with two kids, and she likes to go to bars and just dance. I don't know a lot of people that do that, but I'm sure there are some out there.
Does she get to hear her song, Gloria?
Well, you have to go to the film just to understand that. But she often – some of the best scenes in this film are when she sings to herself in the car. She's driving, and we've all done that. Well, I've done that.
I shouldn't
say all people have done it. So what Lelio really captures here is kind of the mundane aspects of life. She's folding laundry in a scene and singing Paul McCartney's No More Lonely Nights. She's driving in the car singing an Olivia Newton-John song. She goes to these nightclubs just to dance and sometimes meet people, sometimes men or men that she's known since her divorce. She meets John Turturro, who's also divorced, and that he is the other lead in the film. And they meet one night and begin dating. And where it goes from there, you're going to have to wait and see and watch the film. What's interesting about it is not a lot happens in this movie. I think it's a film that the critics have liked more than mainstream audiences, because I think I've talked to a couple of people already who say, well, nothing happened. But that's life. Lelio captures this, I think, pretty well. There were moments I was wishing for a little bit more from the film, but Julianne Moore carries it off. She's so good in this part. She's flawed. She's complicated. She makes mistakes. She's a good mom to her grown kids. Turturro is good, too. You know, he gives a portrayal of kind of this middle-aged guy who's got a lot of hang-ups. And is he a good fit with Gloria? You know, the thing about dating in the 50s, they're both in their 50s, divorced. People bring a lot of baggage to relationships. They both got grown kids. Turturro's kids are very dependent on him. That's a side plot that's quite interesting, where he can't quite pull away from that dependency that his kids still have on him. So everyone brings baggage to that relationship. How they negotiate that baggage with each other, are they a good fit with each other, are they not, is quite interesting. But Turturro plays a character we don't often see on screen, kind of that middle-aged man who's uptight. He's got his regimented life, doesn't like change very much, very attached to his family, too attached to his ex-wife still, which comes into the plot as well. And he performs it really well. He just looks like a guy who can't relax. He's too uptight, even though he really likes Gloria. So I liked all that aspects of the film. It's a short film, only about an hour and 40 minutes long. Not a great film. I do think maybe the Chilean version is better, and I've seen both, because I think Gloria in the 2013 film, her dancing at nightclubs in Santiago, has a little bit more verve. I like that. I like that vibe a little bit more than Julianne Moore going to nightclubs in L.A. But she's so good in this film. If this would have been released late last year, she might have slipped into that Best Actress mix. Who knows? But whatever she does, she's great in.
It does seem to me, though, that tell me, has the movie world changed? We've got lots of women now in films that are very interesting, I think, generally, but more women leading roles. Us, last week, we talked about that.
Yeah, this is definitely a change that I have seen in the last 5 to 10 years, Doug, for the better. Not only more women directors, even though Lelio is a male director, but what we're seeing is there's a market for a Julianne Moore film about a divorcee going to dance at nightclubs.
In her 50s.
There's a market. The theater was full. Lots of people there. Remember the Sally Field film a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Hello, My Name is Doris. Made lots of money. So there is, with the right actress, big name, and a big enough name to get people in the theater. Streep, Sally Field, Julianne Moore, Maggie Smith, Judi Dench. There's a market for that, and I think that's being recognized more lately that we're seeing the Julianne Moore, Annette Bening type star-driven film, even though those actresses are both pushing 60 now. That is a change, and I don't know if that's a result of Me Too, which is very recent. I think it's more a result of Hollywood recognizing there's a market for that.
Yeah.
And people like Julianne Moore, Jessica Chastain, being very outspoken about, yes, there need to be more roles for aging actresses.
Let's ask another question that's sort of related to this. I'm seeing more films that are actually originate in another country.
Yeah, that's not new. That is an old Hollywood trick to basically take a film, a foreign language film, that's done very well and make it Americanized. Jack Nicholson was attached to a remake of the Tony Erdmann film from Germany, but he's pulled out of that film. I don't know if that's for health reasons or what, but this is very, very, very typical where Hollywood will take that, you know, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, for example.
Yeah.
And you know, the Swedish version, I think, is much better than the Daniel Craig Rooney Mara version. That's another example and another topic for another day of the lack of originality. Look, we've got Disney remakes with CGI characters, Dumbo, Aladdin, and The Lion King. What's the difference with humans in there? There's not a lot of difference. That's a lack of originality, and it drives me nuts.
Well, when I've seen the trailers for Dumbo, I'm thinking this is different Dumbo than I remember.
My daughter doesn't even want to see it, but yes.
You mentioned Julianne Moore won an Oscar for
Still Alice, 2014.
Okay, so here's our real Oscar trivia question this week. The first non-Hollywood film to win an Academy Award of any sort, any Academy Award.
Well, Hamlet was the first.
You're in the neighborhood.
Non-American film to win Best Picture in 48, but that's not what you're looking
this
for.
This is 1932-33. And it was Best Actor Award was what?
Charles Lawton in Private Life of Henry VIII, British film.
We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.